If you scroll through Melanie and Piet Viljoen's social media accounts, you'll see glitzy outfits, impressive backgrounds, and a confident couple happy with their choice of moving from South Africa to America. This may be construed as success, but dig a little deeper and things get dark. The Viljoens have promoted lies about how white Afrikaner South Africans are treated in this country. And to top it off, they were arrested in the US for allegedly pilfering items, including bubbly and toilet paper. Hi, I'm Karen Dolly, and I'm an author and journalist at Daily Maverick. Melanie and Piet Viljoen are known in South Africa, their home country, for various reasons. Melanie featured on the reality TV show The Real Housewives of Pretoria, and Piet, an apparently disbarred lawyer, has been outspoken about his perceptions on South Africa. They've tried to style themselves as celebrities, so they're used to lights, cameras, and, well, legal action. Some of this involves Tammy Taylor Nails, a Californian corporation that deals in nail and skincare products. Several years ago, the Viljoens were granted certain rights to distribute Tammy Taylor products and open salons in its name in South Africa. But when these arrangements ended, the couple allegedly continued using the Tammy Taylor name without authorization. This culminated in a US court ordering them to stop and granting around 17 million rand in damages to Tammy Taylor Inc. There's more. A January 2025 High Court judgment from Gauteng clearly shows that Melanie and Piet Viljoen had money issues. A section of it says that in January 2025, Piet was informed that the value of jewellery sold at an auction amounted to only 1.3 million rand, and this wasn't enough to satisfy a judgment relating to debt. By this stage, though, the Viljoens were already in the US. In July 2025, news emerged locally that the couple had left South Africa to settle there. It's important to note here that US President Donald Trump has peddled disinformation that white Afrikaners are being violently targeted in South Africa. This lies that there's a white genocide here has produced the US's so-called Afrikaner refugee program, which basically offers resettlement to Afrikaners. Melanie and Piet Viljoen have backed the white genocide lies that Trump has promoted. Piet even told the South African publication in 2025, "There is no doubt in my mind that I am a racist and hate South African black people." He also said that genocide is reality in South Africa and that white people are going to be massacred. Piet made it clear that America, where they were living, was treating him and Melanie very well. Fast forward to March 2026. Melanie and Piet were arrested in Florida for allegedly shoplifting thousands of dollars worth of items from a store. The police alleged they'd basically taken price tags or barcodes from cheaper items and placed those on more expensive ones. A list of what they shopped included 2 bottles of La Marca Prosecco sparkling wine, a package of Charmin toilet paper, a case of San Pellegrino mineral water, a 12-pack of Coca-Cola Zero, and a bunch of organic bananas, a bag of beets, and another bag of potatoes. Piet, according to US cops, didn't admit to the shoplifting. But Melanie allegedly told police that she was stealing because she was in survival mode, as she wasn't able to work in the US due to visa issues. They now face charges of aggravated grand retail theft. After their arrests, I established that both the Viljoens were in US Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody. Melanie was in the Broward Transitional Center, while Piet was in one notoriously dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. Human rights organizations previously alleged abuses and violations at both. This saga may come across as something kinda typical emanating from celebrity-esque realms. The details may make you chuckle, fume, or sympathize with the Viljoens, but scrape away the hype and attempted glamour and you're left with reality. Two individuals, two, as I speak, criminal accused, now face serious legal action in the US, a country where they believe they were better off than in South Africa, where we know there is no white genocide.